Well, I will be a week behind for this month on my support money, so I'll go pay it tomorrow.
That can't be no big thing. I mean, they're going to say this or that or whatever it may be, but, you know, you won't be going to jail or anything.
No, I don't owe nothing other than this month. You know, I'm just a week behind, that's all. They don't care as long as I pay it within the month.
That's cool. too bad, you know, say 50 and say 30. 30 and the 50. 1, 2, no, it'd be 30 and the 50. 1, 30, 20. 30 and the 20, no, that wouldn't work. I was going to say figure out how much that would be. You know, $50, how much would that be each day for 30 days? And then just send that each day. And at the end of the month, she'll have all of it.
Well, when I was getting taken out of my paycheck, it was $12.50 a week.
Well, from what you told me, you know, how she's going and the guy and everything with or whatever, I guess if that was to be known, I think that might stop.
Oh, I could put an abrupt stop to it real quick, but my daughter's coming around. I don't think she's going to be there too much longer, and then I'm not going to worry about it.
It's sad, you know, that a kid's got to be brought up in an environment where, you know, a lot of things that shouldn't be is going on, and well, let alone in language, you know. You son of a bibliography, you this, you that, MF, and then all of a sudden, you know, the little kid happens to say it, and they say, isn't that cute, listen to him. And, you know, and the parents laugh, and the people laugh, and they think it's so cute, and as he gets older, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old, and then he says it, oh, it's not cute now. Now they want to go in and beat him and say, where'd you ever learn that from? I wonder.
Make sure when you go in there and that tell them you got changes that need to be made. Otherwise, they're going to keep hounding you.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, and I've been playing pretty nice about it, waiting for this kid to decide all on her own that she's done with it. And it's within a couple of weeks, I'd say she's going to be out of there.
Then is she going to be with you?
Well, she's either going to go live with her one of her sisters, or she's going to come here. I've been putting that bug in her ear that this would be the best place for her, and it would be, because her sisters are going to charge her money and this and that, and I told her she lives here for free. All I ask her to do is put her money in the bank so she can get her own car and start saving her own money.
You're a very good father, Wedge. That makes very, very good sense.
But I told her I wasn't going to make that decision for her. That was something she has to do now that she's an adult, decide what's better for her. I can only tell her the options.
That's very true. You know, a lot of times they think they know on stuff, but, you know, if a parent takes the time and talk to the kid and, you know, spend time with the kid as they're growing up, a lot of them don't, you know. Here's a buck. You know, I'm thinking back when I was a kid. Here's a buck, or here's 50 cents. Go get yourself something, you know, just to get rid of the kid. not really concerned what they're doing, where they are, what they're getting into. You know, as long as they're home, you know, when they're supposed to be, or supper, or, you know, it's just, you know, people have kids, you know, it's fun, you know, and you're making bacon and stuff, but then, you know, who pays for it? The kid. Because the mother had to give up her dreams, the father had to give up his dreams, or, that's like with me. I told Sherry, I said, with kids, I said, if it comes down, I said, that my music stops, I said, it stops. But it never did. I mean, but I told her if it ever had to be, you know, I said I would stop.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor, ID.
November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo, ID.
N8WEG. Yeah, mom's side of the family, you know. Oh, you need a ride here? Well, you got to pay for gas. Oh, you want to live here? You got to pay rent. And all this, you know, they charge the kid. Oh, you borrowed money from me, you got to pay it back. I'm not like that, man. My kids live here for free. Just because they're adults, they're still my responsibility.
Well, a lot of parents do that, you know, with your kid and... I guess depending on the situation, but still, you know, why would you charge your kid rent, and if you got to go someplace, you know, charge him for gas? I mean, you know, it's your kid. You want to try to do whatever you can for him to help him out.
I run my daughter every day. I run her around. Matter of fact, here in a few hours, I got to go pick her up, and I don't charge her no gas money. I don't charge her nothing. I do it because it's my responsibility as a father.
You're a good man, Wedge.
Don't say it too loud. I got a reputation to keep.
I know, but...
Well, it's just like when the cars break down. You go out and find out where they're at, crawl underneath it, and get it going.
Yeah. I've done that, Jim. I have done that. Drove all the way to Midland to fix a car.
I drove all the way up to Cadillac to get my kid.
See, I put my foot down on that because she couldn't go too far away. You know, I think it was 100-mile range is what she was limited to.
Yeah, she was living up in Cadillac. She had a, working up there, taking care of a couple of homes and stuff like that up there. And I don't know what the heck happened. I had to go up and go get her.
I paid good money for my attorney, and he took care of me, that's for sure.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.